Okay, we're starting at the top of Lamed Bet Amud Aleph. The Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah, which is the Cheres Hadriani. So what is this pottery or earthenware, or Hadrian earthenware? It's my Hadriani. It's earthenware or pottery from Hadrian, the Caesar Hadrian. Kiatar Dimi Armar, he explained what this is. Karka Betula Haita. They took virgin ground that was never worked before, and then they planted a vineyard there. They took the grapes, they made it into wine, in new kli cheres that are white, meaning that they were brand new earthenware vessels. And they absorb the wine, or suck in the wine that is placed in them. Then, umitavru luhu b'chaspe, they break them into shards. Vidaru b'hadayu, and they carry with them wherever they go, meaning they're going to battle, they're going to war, they take it with them. V'hocheka dematu, wherever they come, wherever they reach, taru luhu, they soak the shards of pottery in water. V'shatu, and they make it into wine, they drink it as wine. So it's a way to dehydrate the wine, to make it into a concentrated form, and to take it with them when they were traveling. And they were able to reconstitute it wherever they went by placing these shards into water and soaking out the wine. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Verishon shelanu kishlishi shelahen. Our top wines, our best wine, is equivalent to their third, meaning that the third time they soak this shard of pottery and they reconstitute it to wine, that is equivalent to our first or best wine. So that's how good or how strong that wine was. Now you have to remember, they did it, or the way they did it was they in particular picked fresh ground, virgin ground, they planted the new grapes so that it had full force, full tokef, and then they took new kli cheres, new earthenware vessels also, which absorb a lot of it. It was a very sharp wine, and they absorbed a lot of it exactly for that purpose. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, even on the third round of dilution, or placing it into the water, soaking in the water, still better than our first quality. So here's the central question that the Gemara wants to know. These shards of pottery, are you permitted to put them under the legs of the bed? You know, whether these are cups to support the bed or to raise the bed off the ground, but shards of pottery that allows so it doesn't sink into the mud, animals can't climb up it, scorpions can't climb up, whatever the purpose, but the bed is now going to sit on these shards of pottery. Are you permitted to do such a thing? The problem is, Rotzeh b'kiyumo ayidei devar acher. So here he wants it for a different purpose. He's not really interested in the yain, or the yain nesach that's inside of it, or the stam yainim that's inside of it. He wants the shard of pottery. But because he wants the shard of pottery, he's also enabling or keeping the wine around. So as the Gemara says, now, rotzei b'kiyumo ayidei davar acher shari, or asur. Right? What is the status? Is that permitted or not permitted? Now, the status of these kli cheres, the way Rashi and Tosafot say over here that these shards of pottery still have not been soaked. There's still wine inside of them. There's Rabbeinu Hananel over here says, Ma'oli smoch motan harasim shekvar sharu b'mayim. Otan v'lo nishar behen klal yayin. They're already soaked and all the wine was removed from them. Now, the Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat is a little difficult because later on in the Gemara, you see the conclusion of this Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud seems to indicate that the wine is still inside of them. Now, that, in Tosos, we'll see is subject to some disagreement about what the Girsa is, but at least according to the Girsa that we have, the Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat is very difficult. So we'll go with Rashi and Tosafot to say that there's still wine inside of them. They still could be reconstituted. They could still be soaked and have the ability to make wine. So can you put it on or not? So the Gemara is... All right, so the Gemara is going to ask that in a second. Very good. So it might be that barrels are different than the kli cheres, and the Gemara is about to ask your question. Tashma, Gemara says, the Rabbi Lozar v'Rabbi Yochanan. It's machlokas, Rabbi Lozar and Rabbi Yochanan. Similar to yesterday, we had a machlokas, Rabbi Lozar and Rabbi Yochanan, the Gabe Chotem Echad and Shtei Chotamot. So here again, this is Rabbi Lozar and Rabbi Yochanan, the Amoraim, right, that are commenting over here, just like yesterday, the Amoraim commenting on the Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanaim. So over here, they have their, one of them, Chad Asar, Chad Shari. One of them says Mutar, and one of them says Asur. So Meitavei, the Gemara says, wait, this isn't so simple. Because we have these Hadar Dorin Varuk Va'ot Shel Ovdei Kochavim. Now these are two items. One of them is a flask. The Rug Va'ot are a flask, some leather flask or canteen that you use. And Hadrograim are the Gnime Kitanim. Either seem to be small cups or small pitchers that they use to keep the wine in. So both of these, Yain Shel Yisrael Kanus Behem, wine, Jewish wine that's placed inside of them, Asur Bishtiya Umutar Behana, cannot drink it, but you can get hana from it. Then Heid Shimon ben Guda, Lifnei Bno Shel Rabbi Gamliel, Al Rabbi Gamliel, Shimon Goda said in front of the son of Rabbi Gamliel, about Rabbi Gamliel, Sheshata Mimenu Ba'Akko, in such, they stored wine, a Jewish wine was placed in such vessels in Akko, and Rabbi Gamliel drank it, Velo Hodulo, and he did not agree to him. So now it sounds like, meaning that his son, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, did not agree, or Chavei Rav, Lo Hodulo, that they did not agree to his position, or Rabbi Gamliel's position over here. Now, this is the part that we're interested in. Nodot Shel Ovdei Kochavim. So these are these flasks of the Ovdei Kochavim. Shem Gamliel Omer, Mishim Rabbi Shua Ben Kapusai, Asur Lasot Mehen Shtichin L'chamor. You cannot make them for mats or saddles, for riding on the donkey. Vahacha, derotze bikiyumo devei advar acher. Here's exactly our case. You have a node. You have a what was a leather flask that now is not functional as a flask. So what do? You spread it out over the back of the donkey and use it as a cover, a mat on top of the donkey, either to place the load on or to ride on top of it. And here again, you want it there because of the leather, not because of the wine that is contained inside of the leather. So here's halacha derotze bikiyumo de'acher b'ktani dasur. And now it says openly that it's problematic. It's asur. So Gemara says v'litamech. According to you, kankanim shel ovdei kochavim litasru. Exactly your question before. Barrels, pitchers of the ovdei kochavim, they should also be lit through the mizban. We shouldn't be able to sell them because they should also be asurim. They should be asur ve'anah because they have absorbed into them, into the walls of these barrels or pitchers, is absorbed in the yayin, and so therefore they should be problematic for selling. So over here now we have the shtichim, which we say asur ve'anah. You can't use it as a mat on the back of the chamor. We have our case above, which is the case of the karei amita, which would also, there's an opinion that says it's asur ve'anah. And now the Gemara is saying, okay, so why is it, according to one who says it's mutar, what does he do with these nodot over here? So then the Gemara says, wait a minute, v'li tameich, according to you, kankanim shel ovdei kochavim litzur v'mizban, I mean, what are you asking from this bright over here and saying, oh, nodot, you see, you can't use a shtichim. So certainly you can't use charasim as the for the karei amita. Well, why is it so obvious to you that these are all connected cases where there's a single din here? All of a sudden we have kankanim of the ovdei kochavim, and we allow you to sell those or work with those, and yet, over here, well, it should be the same din. They absorb wine. They have wine in them. So it should be asur, the mizban, based on what you're saying. So maishna nodot. So it must be there's something particular about nodot that makes them asurim in our case, and not the kankanim. So maishna kankanim. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says that the answer to our question is that there's actually, or Elamar Rava, there's a difference here between the nodot and the kankanim. Gezeira shema yibaka nodo, vitleno vitfeno agabi nodo. So what we're afraid of with the flask that you've now changed into a throw, or a cover for the chamor, what are we afraid of? You have your own leather flask, and it bursts. Now when it bursts, you need to patch it up. So what do? You go to the throw on top of the chamor, you say, oh, I have an old node here. I'll take that piece, I'll patch it up. Now, the problem with that is now, what are you going to do? You're going to place wine inside of your flask, and the wine now is going to be exposed to that old node, that node of Nachri, which will cause a problem for Shtiyah. So the node has a specific, or the leather flasks have a specific issue with them, and that's why we do not permit you to use them. Oh, now, based on that, we understand the difference over here. So now we can say, buy a node, buy a leather flask, that's the reason the Gemara says you can't use it as a throw or for a cover for the chamor. On the other hand, by kankanim, by pitchers and barrels, we will allow you to use them for other uses or other functions, meaning that you can get hana from them, you can sell them, you can do other things with them, because we're not worried you'll be able to patch a barrel with something that's already used. You can't do that. That's not how you fix a hole in a barrel. Again, they're talking about, in their day, we're not talking about wooden barrels, we're talking about klicheres. Right? Klicheres barrels, once they have a hole in them, you don't patch them with another barrel. That's not how you fix them up. So there we don't worry about it. Now, based on that, we go back to our question. We have no issue. We don't know what the din is. The Gabe, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, one who says it's a sewer, one says it's shari by the klicheres that is mamid, the mita. So there we don't know. First of all, we thought our this brayta was a support to them because we had the nodot that we said are a sewer, just like the kariyah mita should be a sewer. Gemara comes along and says nodot might be exceptional because we don't know, we're not osir kankanim, so it must be that nodot have a special din. Now once you do that, now you have to ask back the other way. Well, if nodot have a special din, then and kankanim are mutarim, what's the reason by kariyah mita that you're going to say that it's a sewer? So that's what Gemara says next. And this is some subject, some are focused about whether they were goresit or not goresit. Tosfos brings down two different explanations. So we'll go to that in a second. So the Gemara says, once we've got this answer of Rova, then, Ulamand Amar, Rotze b'kiyumo yedei v'acher asur. The one who says that you can't use these shards of pottery to support the bed, Maishna kankanim disharu. Why are pitchers or barrels allowed to be used or get mutar bahana? So this is what causes a problem for the Beinu Hanano's pshat before, which is that there's a difference. The shard of pottery that you're using to support the bread, what's the whole purpose of the shard? The whole purpose of the shard is that it's storing the wine inside of it so that it can be reconstituted afterwards. So even though it's not visible to you now, the Isra is be'enei, meaning that it still exists. The Isra is there. We're not just talking about tam. We're not just talking about reyach. We're talking about something of substance. When you reconstitute the wine is actually absorbed in the cheres, and it's really there. As opposed to by the barrels or the pitchers over there, what we're talking about is absorption, not for the purpose of reconstitution. They don't want any of the wine to go in there. It just happens that wine that sat in there gives some sort of tam or reyach is absorbed into the walls. So there we don't call it isurei be'enei. So that'll divide or differentiate between the case. So over here we now have two examples of what might have been proof to our case over here, and each side is shovel them. We had here a kareya mita, the shards that are supporting the kareya mita. We have no dot that seem to say that the person who says asur, because no dot say you can't use them for a shtiach on the back of a chamor, so that would be like the one who says asur. The one who comes to mutar says, no, you don't understand, no dot are unique. No dot can be used for patching on your own flask, therefore we don't allow it. So that's a unique case. On the other hand, we have kankanim. We know by pitchers and klicheres, you're allowed to transact, you're allowed to use them, not for wine, but you're allowed to give them out or sell them, do whatever you want with them, use the pieces for whatever you need. Why is that mutar? According to one who says asur, that should be a problem also. So he says, no, well, there's a big difference here. The kareya mita, the shards of isur kareya mita, have the isur be'enei. The isur is there. Whereas by these kankanim, the isur is not there. So each one had to get rid of the other, but now we know the din by nodot, we know the din by kankanim, we don't know what the din is by karei hamita, we have a machlokas, whether it's mutar or asur by the karei hamita, or the support, the klei cheres to support the karei hamita. Over here, Tosfos discusses the opinion of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir we have in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah it says, if you place wine into a klei cheres or into a barrel that was used by a goy, that the wine, according to wine in the barrel, according to Rabbi Meir, are asurim b'hana'a, and the korach ha'chamim, only asur b'shtia. So why did the Gemara, this is Tosfos' question, why did the Gemara go to a braita to ask over here? Why did the Gemara just go to our Mishnah from Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir has an opinion in our Mishnah, you put wine into a non-Jewish barrel, isuran isurana'a, the wine is asur b'hana'a, and the barrel is asur b'hana'a. So there you have proof that the barrel is problematic, that kankan or that chavit is a surbana, and then you could have asked man, whoever has the opinion that it's mutar, and don't say, oh, so Tosfos says, okay, what's the easy answer? They're not talking in Rabbi Meir, they're talking in the Rabbanan's opinion. So he says, Ein lomar, this really Rabbanan de matirim, the korcha lo sharu ala bekankanim, bishum de lo chazul de yayin akanus behem. Aval cheres adriani de chazil de shruto b'mayim, afil Rabbanan asrei. The Rabbanan of our Mishnah who say it's mutar is only because we're talking about the barrels that have absorbed wine. But not when we're talking about these Hadrianic pieces of earthenware that had, or shards that had the wine absorbed into them. There, even the Chachamim would be osir. So Tosfos has to solve the problem one of two ways. The way he solves it has actually nafkamino, the halacha. How do we deal with Rabbi Meir? One possibility I'm saying, when Rabbi Meir says, Isuran, Isurhanan, our Mishnah, he's talking about the wine and not the barrels. That even Rabbi Meir agrees that the barrels are not problematic. The barrels are asur because of the shtia, meaning that they cause, if you put wine in them, they cause a problem for the wine that's in them. And I say that the wine in them, the Chachamim says, is asur b'shtia, and he says it's asur ba'anah. But the barrels themselves, Rabbi Meir does not say are asur ba'anah. He says, isuran, isuranah, even though he says it in plural, which would indicate he's talking about both the wine and the barrels, so he says no, isuran means all wine that's found in there, that's asur b'hana'ah. But not that the barrels themselves are asur b'hana'ah. So once you do that, then you can have the girsa that we have in our Gemara. The girsa in our Gemara is, what's the difference between Cheres Hadriani and Kankanim? The difference is Cheres Hadriani has the mamashut, has the isur b'enei, and the Kankanim don't have the isur b'enei. And that would be even according to Rabbi Meir. So the one who wants to be oser, I guess, according to this girsa, the way the girsa would turn out in the Gemara now, manda asar lo asar rotze bikumo al yedav rechela becheres hedriani. The only problem here is with cheres hedriani, but not by anything else. The one who says, whether it's Rabbi Yochanan or Belaz, whoever says it's a tzur here to put the kareya mitzah on it, is because this is cheres hedriani and it has the iser beinei. That would read like our Gemara that actually reads the way we read the Gemara. That's a simple way to explain it. But then you have to adjust Rabbi Meir to say Rabbi Meir says Asur Banah is only the wine, not the barrels. Right. Which would refer to the Chaviot, right. So it's not so simple. It's not so simple that he does it. So Tosus gives a second answer where he says Rabbi Meir does say it's Asur Banah, and the Chaviot are Asurim Banah. If they are Asurim Ba'ana'ah now, then you have a problem. You cannot be Goreis here at the end. He emanates that whole Girsa at the end, the Manda Asar. One says Asur over here, only says Behedris Fe'ani, but not by Kankanim. But you know, because he could even be Osir by the Kankanim. He could be Osir like Rabbi Meir. There is somebody who says it's Asur Ba'ana'ah by the Kankanim, and therefore we're not Goreis that last piece. But then Tosus backs up and says, okay, even according to this Perush that Rabbi Meir believes that the Kankan is Asur Ba'ana'ah, he suggests that we could be Goreis. Mi'u yesh the yashiv agirsa. And that's how he explains it here, that when he's talking about the manda asar kokach behedris hadriani, afil lismoch kareya mita, koshen kena yesh losir lekankanim bahana'ah legamrei. So if you're going to say that you can't use them for the supporting the bed, then by the kankanim, you should certainly say the asar bahana'ah. So why are the kankanim mutar b'rabanan, even to put wine into them? Right? Meaning that they should be mutar ba'anah. It seems too far stretch. Cheres Hadriani is totally asur ba'anah. And then the barrels are mutar. It seems too far away, right? That seems too stretched. So it should be at least asur ba'anah. Then based on that, Tosa says, based on that way, if you read the Gemara this way, that means that even if the isur is not be'enei, you can't use the item. According to the first way we explained it, Rabbi Meir thinks that the barrels are not asur ba'anah. And the conclusion of our Gemara is that only when the isur be'enei is, it's asur ba'anah. But the isur is not be'enei, it's not asur ba'anah. That's every, we can understand that. But according to the way we're reading the Gemara now, that means that even when the isur is not be'enei, Rabbi Meir is going to say the barrels are asur. And the one who says asur be'eretz chadriani will also say they're asur ba'anah. So everybody thinks that even when the isur is not be'enei, the barrels are asur ba'anah. And that creates a huge issue now. And that's the last couple lines in Rashi and the Tosfot. If you look at the bottom of Tosfot 2:4, it's the Tosfot, this big Tosfot here, ha hacha, 4 lines from the bottom. He says, "Ulfi perizeh mashma, the man asar asar kol rotze b'kimo, the chol shom tashmish, upaskin and ilchuk toke man asar." That means that even when the yisur is not beinay, you can't use it for anything, and we pass them the locha like the one who says asur. Hilkach yesh poskim the tzarich lezayer shalom zasut shum shom tashmish b'kelim abluim chametz v'pesach. And if you have kelim that are chametz balua betocham, you can't use them at all. Shem davi rotze b'kiyumo adi davacher. You're trying to store something else inside of it. The isur is not beinei, but we say it's asur here anyway. It's asur ba'no. Aval eino nira the reino tam. Ben says, I don't agree. He says that mashma haicha the leki isur beinei. He says that the conclusion of our gemara sounds like that anytime the isur is not there, lo mitzur ba'no. Umikan pasok reino tam. From this, Rabbeinu Tam was posek, "Dekdeirot abluot mi basar b'chalav." You have pots. You have pots that have basar b'chalav or cooked inside of them. Ayidei shenitvashu b'hem. Shemutur lasim b'tocham davar yevesh. You can put something dry inside of these pots to store. It could go in tefuah. V'chein k'deirot asurot mishum chametz b'pesach. And the same thing with pots that are sure to use on Pesach because there's chametz inside them. Muter l'teilu tocham davar yavesh. You can store dry things inside of them. But davar lachlo, obviously not liquids, but dry things you can store inside of them because they'll absorb. Liquids will absorb. So that we worried about liquids. But dry things you can put in them. So you see, Rabbeinu Tam, it turns out that the way you read this Gemara and the way you answer for Rabbi Meir has major nafkaminot in terms of what does it mean when it comes to something that has isur balua b'tocho. Does that mean that you cannot use it, meaning to cook in it, to put something in it that will absorb the flavor? Or you can't use the item at all. It's also about all the gamre. And that depends on how you explain Rabbi Meir's position. And based on that, you have major nafkaminot, for instance, on Pesach and items that are non-kosher pots or barrels. Can you use them for items that are not liquid? So Rabbeinu Tam says yes, but he says that there are many poskim based on this second Lishna and Rabbi Meir that would say no, because then the conclusion of the Gemara is no matter what, whether it's Isur Be'enei or Isur Enu Be'enei, you can't use the item and you can't store it. It's also about no, you can't sell them, you can't do anything with them. That would cause major problems for these items. They would become totally Isur Be'enei, the item, you couldn't do anything, you can't, they have no Tashmish anymore because of that. Alright, now the Gemara continues. The Gemara now asks from a question, it says, Raminhu. Yaina ba berok vaot shov de kachavim asur b'shtia, which is similar to the brayta that we brought before. Umutur bahana heid Shimon ben Guda, same as before, but now he was lifnei bno shel Rabbi Gamliel. He was talking before the son of Rabbi Gamliel, al Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel sheshoto mimeno ba'akko, that he drank from such a thing in Akko v'holdulo, and now he agrees to him. So now that we have a stira. You have a stira between the two brightot. You have a story of Rabbi Shimon ben Goldo who says something before the son of Rabbi Gamliel. On Rabbi Gamliel, Shishat Rabbi Meir Barako. Behold, in one case he admits or agrees, in the other case he says no. So which is it? So my lo hodulo. Right? So what does it mean over here? Before when he said lo hodulo, the kamar hatam, kosi ato. When it says lo hodulo in the previous bright, that means that his chevra, his chavrutot, his peers did not agree with him. But his son did agree with him. The other possibility is goda lechud v'goda lechud. Depends if you spell with an aleph or an ayin. The two brayot would have goda spelled differently. Right, so it's two different memrot. It's two different people speaking over here, so it's two different stories. So it's not a stira, because they brought down the brayot, the two different stories. And they're soter, but they're soter in the sense that they are bringing a different recollection of the story. But not the exact same story, and there's a stira in this exact same story. One is goda with aleph, one is goda with an ayin. So Tosus at the bottom, very interesting. Tosus says, "Mashmo the chor mashmo daud Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to come the mail asur asot shtichim." Right, we had this. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel himself says that you can't use the nodot to make shtichim. Mishuma Rabbi Yeshua ben Kupsai kamar v'leilo svirle. Rabbi Shimon is the son of Rabbi Gamliel. He's the beno of Rabbi Gamliel. Now, according to the way the Gemara is concluding over here, his son agreed with Rabbi Gamliel that the din is you could drink from such things and you can get anah from them. If that's the case, then when he quoted before that you're not allowed to make the nodot into shtichim, whose shita is that? He just agreed to his father who says that it's mutar b'shtia. So whose opinion is that? So Tosa says he's just quoting Rabbi Shua ben Kapusai, but he doesn't hold that opinion. That's one possibility. Or the other possibility, which is very interesting, is Tosa says, Rabbi Gamliel, that we're talking about here, is Keno Shel Rebbe, which is the grandfather of Rebbe, Ubno Hu Rabbi Chanina ben Rabbi Gamliel, who is the brother of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the father of Beinu HaKadosh. So that Rabbi Gamliel had two sons. He had Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Shimon. So the Beno that we're talking about in the Braita is Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is one of the opinion the other way. So that's how Tosa solves it. Because otherwise you have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who is the son of Rabbi Gamliel, giving an opinion about something that he just said before. I agree with my father. And it's the exact opposite din. So he says, it has to be that we're talking about the Rabbi Gamliel, who's the grandfather of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and that Rabbi Gamliel had two sons. And one was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the father of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and the other one was Rabbi Chanina. So therefore, you could have Rabbi Chanina be the Beno who's spoken about in this story, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel can have his opinion independent. I mean, the two brothers didn't agree, which would be the one agreed with his father, the other one did not agree with his father. All right. Barod Lebuvim. Now, these are the skins that have a hole around the heart. Tarabanan, Ezu or Lubuf, what is this? Koshkarua, can I get a lab? It's ripped by the heart. Vi, Kadur, Min Kimina Rubat, carved out like a window. and Yeshalav Korit Dam, it has a drop of blood on it, that is Asur. Because there we assume, the way they used to take it out, they take the heart out while the animal was still alive. So if there's blood there, we know that they took it out when the animal was still alive. If there's no blood there, there's not that evidence. So you need these three things. Ein alav korat dam mutar. Because then we assume that it was done after death, and then it's not. If it's a cut after death, we don't worry about it. So Amravuna, loshano loshlom milcho. That's only if he hasn't yet salted the skins, meaning he hasn't tanned the skins yet. Aval milcho, if he already put it, processed the skins, asur. Then it's a problematic. Ema milcho havarato. Then we worry about the fact that the tanning process took away the blood, washed away the blood. If it washed away the blood, then you have no evidence anymore whether there was blood there or not. When it is circular, asur. Mashuch, if it's straight line, then it's mutar. Because they used to cut it out. They used to carve out a circle and then take out the heart in a way like that. If it's just sliced straight down, that's not what they used to do. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Amar Le Abaye, Halacha. That's Halacha, Michlal de Plige, that the Rabbanan disagree with him. Amalei, my nafkalach mina. So Rabbi Yosef says back to him, what's the difference to you, whether they argue or not? The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So he says back to him, no, gemara gemur, zmur today. Meaning that if you make a statement like this, there must be some value to this statement. If there's no value to the statement, then why make it? So if you say halacha like Rabbi Shimon, if you just say the halacha, the chamim agreed Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, then you don't have to tell me that there's halacha like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. If you tell me halacha like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, there's implications to that, which is that someone else argues on him. What are you going to just say halacha like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but halacha is also like the chachamim? That doesn't make sense. So Abaye, who's a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef, is saying to him, you can't just teach us a memra and just say there's no meaning to the memra. There has to be some value to the memra. So that's why he wanted to know. It must be that the chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Now we know that there are other amoraim to Shas that say that any time that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is mofiya in the Mishnah, halacha kamoto. So here, the fact that Rabbi Yosef has to come out of his way to say the halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel means that they're not holding on these other amoraim. That the basic principle that it's all halacha is always like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because they're making a separate memra over here. Which is only in this case the halacha is like him. So that even exacerbates the issue. If you're going to say the halacha is over here, then michlal de plige. Okay, now basar hanichnas lo'ovdei kochavim abadai kochavim mutar. So this is in a case in our Mishnah where you're carrying the meat into the ovdei kochavim. You're allowed to use it. There now, mutar ba'no. Achila would be more complex. You'd have to know that it was kosher meat. You'd have to know that it was basar shaloni talam min ayin. But at least, not to be asur ba'no, you could take the meat away. If it's before he enters, then it's mutar. Mantono. Who's the author of this position? So, Rabbi Yochanan, deloke Rabbi Elazar. Alright, it's not like Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Eliezer, probably over here. Zik Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, Hamar, Stam, Machshevet, Ovoid, Kochavim, Lavadat, Kochavim. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, any Machshova of the Ovid Kochavim is already Lavadat Zarah. What does that mean? Over here we have someone who shechted an animal outside of the Avodah Zarah. He's carrying the meat in to be makrivit or to offer it before the Avodah Zarah. So now he did the shechita already, but he's bringing in the meat ke basar. I mean, it's the animal's dead. He's offering up the meat afterwards, after the animal's already dead. So Chamim say, until he brings it in and offers it up to the Avodah Zarah, there's no makshavet Avodah Zarah. Therefore, if you stop him or you grab it before he enters in, mutar ba'no. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer says, no. When he shechted it already, he shechted it to the shame of Avodah Zarah. If he shechted it to the shame of Avodah Zarah, it's already a sur banah before he ever takes it in. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Right now, when he leaves there, asur mipnei shuk zivchei metim. When he takes it out, it's asur because it has a din zivchei metim. My taima. E efshar deleket tikrovet avodah chachavim. There's no way. Once he took the meat inside, it was obviously offered up to the Avodah Zarah. Once it's up to the Avodah Zarah, it's problematic. Mani, who's the author of this position? Rabbi Yehuda ben Teirah. It's Rabbi Yehuda ben Teirah. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Teirah, may be nine tikrovet avodah chachavim mishim mitameh ba'ohel. How do you know that tikrovet avodah chachavim is mitameh ba'ohel like a mate? Shnemar beitz medula baal por biyachlu rizib chemitim. They bow down to the baal por and they ate from the Avodah Zarah, they ate from the food presented to Avodah Zarah. Zivchei Meitim, they called it, right? Sacrifices of the dead. Ma mate mitame boel, af tikrovet avodah chavim mitame boel. So they have the same din as a mate. Just like a mate is mitame boel, Avodah Zarah like this will have the same tumah as a mate. Now, Tosos asks over here, we had right after the Mishnah, the Mishnah asked, right after the Mishnah, the Gemara wanted to know one question. Yayin minolon. How do we know that the yayin of yayin nesach is asur? And the Gemara went through and gave a whole limud that, oh, we know yayin from parshat, right, that asher chelev zvachemo, right, yochelu, yishtu, right, yayin yin sicham. Then we did the same thing by itzma the balpor, zivchei meitim, and then we said the mate, and then mate we said betamat sham miriam, but this whole limud. Now there, the Gemara doesn't say, oh, this is Rabbi Yehuda ben Metera. There, the Gemara seems that it's muskam lekol. So why all of a sudden here, when the Gemara has this limud, do we say, oh, this is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira? And over there was Divrei Yaakov. Everybody has that same limud. To get Yayin Nesach, to be Asur, everybody has this limud over here. So why all of a sudden does it become the limud of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, and then Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira is the only one who's the author of our position in the Mishnah that it's Kezivche Meitim? So Tosus over here wants to differentiate, or to say, that... Here, if you see, it's the wide line in Tosfos, the first very, very wide line in Tosfos towards the end. He says, "Ofarish Rabbeinu Tam, the Tikrovet, Shuhu Kein Pnim, Kon Zvicha, Kitor, Benisuch, Modera, Banan, Deyafina, Mimet." Anything that is like real of Oda, like we would do in the Mikdash, then everybody agrees that we learn it out from Mate. About Tikrovet, She'enu Kein Pnim, Plige. That's where they argue. So that's one answer. The Rabbeinu Tam's answer is that back there we were talking about doing avodah of yayin nesach, nesicha, avodah that's done bifnim. So even the Chachamim agree that it has a din like, right, mate. Over here, when we're talking about tegrovet avodah zarah, that's just something that was offered towards the avodah zarah, but wasn't treated, it wasn't done like avodah pnim. Over there, we say that that's machlok between Rabbi Yehuda ben Teira and the Chachamim. The Tosfos then brings another answer. And the answer of the Ri, which is that the Ri perish, the Linyan Isura Chilab Hana'a, the Mishtai Kra lo Plige, to call Tigrovet Abed Chavim Asur Ba'ana'a. That Tigrovet, when you're talking about Isra Hana'a, and Isra Chila, the Chavim agree with that. Where is their argument with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira? It's whether it has a din of Tumat Hamet. Over here, we're talking about what we brought Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira is that it's Metame Ba'oil Kamet. So that's the din. The Chachamim agree that it has a din of a mate when it comes to being Asur Ba'achila and Asur B'Shtiya. That was what the limud was in the beginning of the Gemara, right? In the beginning of the Mishnah. Yayin Minolon, that it's Asur Ba'anah. There the Gemara brings the limud that it's like a mate, you know, through a number of Gzeru Shavot. And that is a din of Asur Ba'anah. Over here, we're talking about Yehuda Menteru says it's Asur Ba'anah and Ishtiya, and it's also Metame Ke'ola, like mate. That's the position of Yehuda Menteru that is not like the Chachamim. And that's why the Gemara here brings Yehuda Menteru and not the Chachamim. And at the end of the Tosfos, Tosfos says that there are many proofs against the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, who makes that separation from the Gemara and Chulin, and I can prove a lot against it. So therefore, they were tofes leikar, like the Shita Ta'ri over here. So based on that, he says, our Mishnah sounds like, the Gemara is asking, it says here, v'tikrovet avodah chachavim is kezivchei meitim. What does that mean, kezivchei meitim? What halacha are you teaching me? That means the extra halacha that it's metamei ba'ol kemeit. Whose opinion is that? That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, not the chachavim.
Right,
that between whether it's Abba Pnim or not, right. Right now, we just a couple of lines and we finish up the Gemara here. It's Amar Shmuel, Ovid Chochalimim, Holech the Tarput. Right, so this is the Tarput we saw in our Mishnah. The Tarput is a debauchery or place where they did obscenities or ill repute. And it's a place, the Tosfos over here calls Torfa, like Makoma Tinofet. It's a place that's disgusting. So it involved probably arayot, involved all sorts of bad things. Someone's on the way there, but licha sur, on the way to this avodah zarah that involves also other sorts of activities that took place there. There, you cannot transact them on the way. Ta'azul modi. Kamei over there, chamim, because he's going to go and thank his avodah zarah when he gets there. Pechazara, on the way back, mutar, maita hava hava. He's done his avodah zarah already. He's done whatever he did over there. So now we don't worry about it. Israel, on the other hand, if you have an Israel that's on its way there, Olech the Tarput, is on its way to the Tarput, Balicha Mutar. On the way there, you can still transact with him. Dilma Holder Bey Veloazil. Maybe he'll back out and won't go. Meaning that he has a conscience. He might feel guilty in the end and not go. Bahat Chazara Asur. On the way back, you can't transact with him. Came into Avipa Mahadar Holder Veloazil. He got hooked. He got hooked in. He liked it. And once he's hooked in, he's going back again and again. He's addicted. It's almost like he's addicted to it. Rashi says, Lashon Aniva, Hini B'chol HaTamud, that he's tied in, he's tied up to it.
So why is he worse than that?
Because the Avodah Zarah guy is already gone. He goes all the time. It's like normal for him. Here a Jew, it's a new thing. It's a newfound thing. And then he became addicted to it. He's going to go back and again and again. V'atanyo, Yisrael HaOlech LeTarput, Ben V'alicha, Ben B'chazara Asur. Both ways it's Asur. They were talking about Yisrael Mumar. There we know already he's going. Once he's going there, you can't transact them on both directions. So Yisrael Mumar, you can't do it both directions. And Oved Kochavim, you can't go on the way there, you can't transact them. On the way back, you can. A regular Yisrael, on the way, right, it's Mutar, on the way back, it will be Asur. Okay, we'll stop over there.